Alrighty, folks. We're back here at the Aero stage now. And we've got a really, really, really special treat. Now, of course, Warren Hellman was the inspiration and, I might say, the funder of Hardly Strictly Bluegrass, but this festival couldn't really happen, and this event today could not happen with the great team from Slim's Production. You give a big shout out to Don Holliday, Sherry Sternberg, Elliot Durham, Bonnie Simmons, and so many others there who do great work. I want to say thank you to Roy Brown Security, that does a great job of keeping things mellow here. And also to all the fantastic volunteers who give their time to make things happen here, whether they're doing the bike ballet or security gates or whatever. It's a wonderful thing to volunteer. And I think any of you, when October rolls around, I'm sure they would be glad to take on more volunteers. So look into that. Now we're going to have a, Warren, at events such like this, it's typical to have a moment of silence. But Warren was so not a moment of silence kind of guy that I just think it's better if we keep the music rolling along. And what better way, we're here with Warren's musical family, and really family in the true sense of the word. Warren had this thing called the no jerks policy that he applied to work and every other facet of his life. And he couldn't have found less jerky people to form a band with. They are all one, they're all friends of mine, all wonderful people. And they were very close to Warren and really enriched his life as much as he gave to them. Please welcome the Wronglers.
Yesterday was not the same. We were here for sound check, and we still have sand in the corners of our eyes. This is a song that when we were getting ready to, when we were just doing the beginning prep for the recording that we did, the Wranglers did with Jimmy Dale, there's a lot of songs that went going around, and of all the millions of songs out there, this song was both on Warren's list and Jimmy's list.
This is Heidi Clare and Krista Martin on the fiddles. and I'm Jimmy Dale Gilmore, and I'm so grateful to be a part of this organization. I can't believe it. Thanks to San Francisco, and thanks to Warren Hellman.
keep bleeding. My love, Johnny, please stay. I know, my honey, I've done you wrong, but please don't go away. Then Johnny sighed, while Frankie cried. I'm going away, I'm going to stay, and never coming home. You're gonna miss me, honey, in the days to come. When the winter winds begin to blow, the ground is covered up in wind, because the way you're gonna want me back, your loving man. You're gonna miss me, honey, in the day they say to come. Well, Frankie, she said to her, Johnny, now your hour done come. Cause underneath her silk kimono, she drew a 44 gun. These love affairs are hard to bear. Johnny, he fled down the stairway. My love, Frankie, don't shoot. Frankie raised up that 44 and the gun went rooty toot toot. Johnny fell while Frankie yelled. You're gonna miss me, honey, in the days to come. When the winter winds begin to blow, the ground is covered up, and when you think of the way you're gonna want me back, you're loving me. You're gonna miss me, honey, in the day they say to come. Call out your rubber tired carriage. Call out your rubber tired hat. I'm taking my Johnny to the graveyard. I shot him in the back with a great big gun. And the preacher begun. Sent for some policeman to take me right away. Locked me down in the dungeon cell and throw the keys away. My Johnny's dead. Because he said, I'm going away, I'm going to stay, and never coming home. You're gonna miss me, honey, in the days to come. When the winter winds begin to blow, the ground is covered up, and when you think of the way you're gonna want me back, your loving man. You're gonna miss me, honey, in the day they say to come. You're gonna miss me, honey, in the day they say to come.
Once again, this is Bill Barton and Krista Martin. Madeline and Sybil. Colleen Brown on the bass and vocals. And Heidi Claire on the fiddle. Eric Kirkman on the banjo. Warren Blake of All Stars. Nick Levine on the guitar. Robbie Gerso on the guitar. And, we have a guest now. We have a special guest of Warren Hellman right now.
Yes.
A song that he and Colleen wrote together.
Yes, I was going to. Writing songs was one of Warren's favorite things. He was a real word guy. He had 10,000 songs in his head, always coming up with new ones that I'd never heard before. And this is the last one that we wrote together, and we finished it just in his last week. It's called Big Twang Theory.
If we were in the room and doing it without him, he wouldn't have been so happy about that. And so there we were doing it, and the lights flickered, and I said to Nate, has that ever happened to your lights before? It went on for like a full minute. He said, no, that was Warren.
drifting in eternal darkness, free from joy and pain. When someone plucked a banjo and the universe began, that single note it amplified, then sparked and formed our sun, from which burst forth the planets, one by one by one. Pickers, pluckers, blockers, born to strum, perchance to croon, drifting through the cosmos, playing out of tune. The next to come from space and us were old time music bands, with fiddles, guitars, mandolins made from these cosmic sands. Then all the country music the writers could compose were created in that instant and sung through someone's nose. Pickers, pluckers, plonkers, born to strum, perchance to croon, drifting through the cosmos, playing out of tune. The great constellations formed from the Carter family's works. Over there are big black holes where old-time music lurks. Some found the sound appalling, an agony to hear. Our true appreciation needs at least a case of beer. Pickers, pluckers, plonkers, born to strum, perchance to croon, drifting through the cosmos, playing out of tune. That single plunk of the banjo sparked the music universe. We thought it would get better, but it's only gotten worse. A humongous group of banjos strumming old-time tunes, playing on the planets, playing on the moon. Pickers, pluckers, plumbers, born to strum, perchance to croon, drifting through the cosmos, playing out of tune. One thing that's for certain, it's been a cosmic trip, riding through the ether on our old-time music ship.
On Saturday before Warren died, there were a bunch of us in his room playing music for him and just being with him, and a lot of singing, and this is one of the beautiful voices that was in that room that day, Avery Hellman.
Lay down your weary tune, lay down, lay down.
Children here with us, Maddie Gibbs. I think you can hear me. Matt, are you here? Where is he? Oh, he's already off on stage with us. All right. Matt Gibbs, he toured with us last summer as Warren's banjo tech, and then we found out that he was an incredible guitar player too. So now he's part of the Ronglers. Sure can't give a guy the blues.
Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got them deep-fellow blues. Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got them deep-fellow blues. If you go down in deep-fellow, keep your money in your sock. The gals down in deep-fellow, I'm gonna put you on the rock. Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got them deep-fellow blues. She was all the world to me. She went down in deep hell, she ain't where she is with me. Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got them deep hell blues. Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got them deep hell blues. And I watched you, a preacher, use the Bible through and through. He went down in deep hell, and now his preaching days are through. Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got them deep-fellow blues.
just won't give her God a chance. Oh, sweet mama, there's nothing deep about you. Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got the deep about you. If you go down to the deep end, you have a little fun. You better have your $15 for that big boy. Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got the deep about you. Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got the deep about
you. One more time, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Ronglers! And how about help from Avery Hellman and Matt Gibbs, Warren's grandkids up here?